welcome to Cracking the Rulers. Surprise, we're back. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it last week. We had a complication.
It's my fault.
Yes.
It was my fault.
That's okay. Sometimes
it's still my fault. The second time we've done this, it's my fault.
Yes, we've recorded this again. We had audio problems. So for the people that were watching a few moments ago on live, Facebook Live, this is now a re-edited version.
But it happens.
It's the same. Exactly. Yeah, these things happen. It's fine. So, brilliant. Thank you. Welcome to Crack at the Rulers. We have, as always, Ewan Rankin here with us today.
Morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. And on the last recording, you were great.
I was brilliant on the last recording.
It's fine. We'll be okay.
I'm just worried that we're going to say the same old joke. Mind you, we do. Like I said, the jokes are scripted every week, so it doesn't matter.
They're not scripted. It's fine. We're okay. But brilliant. And we also have the wonderful, amazing Lauren here from Bespoke.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm good. Thank you. Are you?
Good. Yeah, really good. Thank you. Yeah, excited good. To have you here today.
Thank you.
I love it. I've got a big wedding tomorrow, so it's great to have hopefully a bit of expert advice.
Wow. Hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Tell us a quick little bit about a little intro into your company.
So I own Bespoke Wedding Company and mm-hmm. we are a wedding planning business. So we help couples plan their wedding day. So right from the wedding cake to centerpieces to the full day and even the honeymoon. So we can do the full day, full planning, or we can help with just the little bits beforehand.
Marvelloso. Fabuloni. Right. Okay. So what, as usual, we'll do the what's on, first of all,
yep.
coming up around the place. And then we'll come back and have a proper in-depth conversation with Lauren about all wedding-y things. So first up, we have one that's close to my heart, the St. Patrick's Day Festival, Birmingham, 2020 fundraiser. Bit of a tongue twister of a title, but that's what we've put on it. So basically, this is one for the whole festival is funded by public, members of the public, generous people from the Irish community, businesses and from a lot of other communities that really enjoy the festival and have started coming to
it. It was a great event last year.
Yeah.
I was saying before, it's the first one I'd gone to, it was last year, and I really enjoyed it. So,
I think last year we had all the hail, didn't we, and everything?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was awful weather, and I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone, no matter how cold it is, everyone always still comes out.
Yeah.
That's one thing this year we're looking at, trying to guess coats and ponchos and things like that for people.
Poncho would have been a rain poncho.
Yeah, definitely.
The wind was a bit, that was the only thing that was a bit, it got quite cold.
Yeah, so. there was a terrible wind chapter, but it's one of the things you expect it on St. Patrick's
Note
Day.
Note to yourself this year, make sure you put the zips up when you put the pub up.
So that you can on the doors.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, so we can get it all nice and warm and cool.
It blows a holy when both doors are open.
Poof. Yeah, definitely. The old wind is one that's always hard to overcome, but it's fine.
It's good.
Yeah, cool. So this one's at Hennessy's. So Gary from Hennessy's is an absolute fantastic supporter of the St. Patrick's Day Festival.
Yeah.
So he last year did it and is doing it again this year. So he basically hosts the party and arranges some of the most fantastic bands to come on. And they're some of the absolute biggest talents in Birmingham. So they come on, do some music, and they do that for free as well. So everyone gives over a really lot of goodwill for this. So it's Friday, the 6th of September in Hennessy's in Digbeth. Last year we had about 500 people there. So it's a really, really big, loads of crack, loads of fun, dancing, music, until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did you go to the Irish Festival?
No, I've never been. No, I've never been. I know, I'm sorry.
You're going to be our honoured guest next year then.
I know.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm going to take you up on that.
And there'll be Rootless Pub beer on.
Possibly, we don't know for definite because it just all depends on who the drink sponsors and things like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's one.
But that's coming, isn't it?
Because
we did out that on the last.
Yeah, episode, that's more for on the Rootless Pub Bears.
Yeah.
It's a separate thing. So I'm on the board of St. Patrick's Festival, but that's just me as a private.
Well, there were special beers last year though as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had Digbrew last year, so that's because they were the main drink sponsor.
Yeah.
So they brewed their own special.
The Mayo Stout.
Gorgeous. Yeah, that was a really, really good one. So they did that. That went down a storm, yeah.
I loved that. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that really was a really good one. Yeah, it's great to have different things like that on and just make it, although everyone loves Guinness. Guinness is always going to be a big thing at any Irish party.
I was the first reviewer on Untappd.
Were you?
I had to create the beer.
Oh, very nice.
I'm proud of that.
Climb to
fame. Many other people react on Untappd?
Oh, Untappd is great, yeah. Mm. I've got loads of friends across the world, and you see the beers they're drinking, and it makes you want to try other beers and stuff. So, and when the Rootless beer comes out, we've got to get it registered on there straight away.
Defo. Well, that's going to be a lager, but still get it on there. Absolutely.
No, it's all beers. Yeah. I mean, there's reviews on there for Budweiser. So.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you wouldn't.
And if you really like Budweiser, then I don't want you to slag it off. However, it's not the strongest of drinks.
It's not the strongest, but it's an extremely popular drink.
Yeah,
it's one of those. And it's also such a recognizable brand, isn't it? Everyone loves Budweiser.
No, Untappd, Untappd is a, you can get it as an iOS app.
Yeah.
And it's.
And you pop into it. Cool. Yeah, have a look at that.
And you said there was a gin coming.
Yes, I've got a meeting next week to go to a local distillery. There's distilled gins. And hopefully what we're looking at doing is it'll be our own Rootless Pub gin, getting it all bottled up and labelled. But also we'll have like a series of tastings. So I'll go out there and bring a panel of people where we'll sit down and go have, throw a bit of that in.
You could link in with Mark Purity there, and you could do, because he can give you all of his sales people for Purity. for purely the plantain chips.
Yes.
And they'll have two of them together. Perfect with.
Well, I stock the crisps. They're just fantastic. I absolutely love those. So they're on. I'll have those at the wedding tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everyone loves those. You've tried them, haven't you?
Oh, purely.
Purely. Yeah.
Oh God, I love them.
Yeah. I do.
The wild garlic.
Yeah. See, I'm the spicy one. I love the spice.
The spicy's nice. I like there's one that's kind of like made for dipping. It's a more of a bland flavour. It's more of a neutral flavour.
Yeah.
And then there's the sweet chilli one.
Yeah.
And then there's the garlic one. Have you tried these?
I haven't.
No.
Haven't you? Bye. I'll drop you over a few packets of them. Okay. They're really good. They'd actually be good. I'll speak to you afterwards about that. You should see about having them in the hotels.
Yeah, definitely.
They're just about to go into, hopefully, I won't name the chain, but they're hopefully have it confirmed that they're going into a very, very high-end chain.
Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. And it's a great, great, great brand.
So they're crisps, effectively, like chips, but they're made out of banana, plantain.
So they're healthy.
They're extremely gluten-free.
Yeah. Gluten-free, low carbs, low fat, low salt, everything. Yeah.
So you can eat loads of bags and you're fine.
Well, in theory.
Do you like garlic?
I do.
Right. So the garlic is so strong, it's kind of like you feel like it's burning your mouth as you're eating it. It's that good. But the wild garlic, I dream about the wild garlic.
Yeah, it is. They're all brilliant ones. I think it just depends which ones. I just love spicy food. So for me, the spicy ones are the best. But the garlic,
they're not horrifically spicy. They're not horrific. They don't burn your mouth. It's a really, really strong flavour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But they're superb. They are. I love them. Yeah. My kids love them as well.
Yeah, mine do too. Yeah, they're brilliant. They're just everybody really likes them. Yeah,
you bought 250 quid's worth of them for the pub, and your kids have eaten them all.
They're all gone. I keep saying, stop eating the stock. They say, stop drinking it then. We don't drink the stock, not every time.
Just the vodka.
Yeah, just the vodka. Yeah, but vodka's massive now, isn't it? As well, gin is still really big. Everyone still loves gin, and it's one of those big things, but you always have to have vodka on the bar.
I'm a vodka girl. Yeah.
Is vodka your drink?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not a gin girl. I know that's a big thing at the moment, but haven't got there yet, but definitely vodka.
Yeah.
A few bottles of vodka.
Can you take your vodka neat? In an alleyway?
Oh, God.
I start off with lemonade, then towards the end of the evening. Straight.
Shots.
Yeah.
Straight.
Oh, going. Had that, however, next day.
Good girl.
Yeah. Ruined.
Yeah.
To be honest, I went out Thursday. We went out, had a few drinks, and vodka was flowing.
Yeah.
Sore head the next day.
Yeah, have to. Normally, I'll always have to have about at least 3 litres of vodka on the bar to get through the night. 100%. What?
Otherwise, you can't run the event.
No, not 3 litres for me. 3 litres to sell. I don't need 3 litres to get through the event.
Sure, Marie. Oh,
no.
We know what you like.
No, tequila's my drink.
Oh, no.
Is that the drink, though, where you've lost, the monsters come?
The monsters come?
Yeah, because if I start drinking Jack Daniels and Coke, that means the monsters come.
I never get that. I'm one of these people that can just keep drinking.
Just drink.
Keep drinking and drinking, and I'll keep laughing and drinking. Eventually Andrew will say, chick, it's time to go home. And I go, one more, come on.
No, but I'm just
more vodka.
When Marie starts on the tequila, is that when Andrew goes, right, okay, and just rolls his eyes? Is that when you know it's gone too far?
No, because I'd have tequila stairs tonight.
But drink responsibly.
But absolutely, drink responsibly. And never, ever drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of naughty stories recently of people drinking and driving and causing a lot of trouble and heartache to other people. No drinking and driving. So, Auntie Mary out, back into this Mary.
Back to Digbeth Dining Club.
Digbeth Dining Club, this one. It's a big one. So this is their 7th anniversary. So it's their 7th birthday. And they're having a whole big weekender. So the 15th to the 18th of August in Digbeth.
I've never been.
To Digbeth Dining Club?
Never been.
Oh, you're missing out.
And I can't believe it's been going for 7 years.
I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that long, but no, yeah. You need to go. Yeah.
That's why it's such a well-oiled machine now.
Are you saying I look like I like my food?
I didn't say that at all. Digging a hole.
No, I do. No, it looks amazing. It's got that Borough Market kind of, you know, real bohemian feel to it.
Yeah, and, it is. It's great.
I got introduced to street vendors through Camden Breweries. I went down to see a friend there and we had some beers and we went in their little courtyard and every week they have a different street vendor so you can see loads and loads of different people.
I think it's a brilliant thing now that, well, it's coming a lot to weddings, hasn't it? We'll talk about it further, but weddings are a lot more with street food as well, aren't they? Mm.
They are, yeah. I think today a lot of people are sort of choosing to not have the wedding breakfast or the standard buffet, but they're going for the street food.
Yeah, yeah. It's
sort of Digbeth dining style.
That's it, yeah, absolutely.
It's their 7th birthday thing, and there's a page for that as well on ticketlist.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Tickets are only £2.
Yeah, which is, and that's for the whole day, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a good rotation of vendors as well.
Yeah, and there's also music and things like that in there. So it's they normally have DJs on and things like that. So it's a pretty cool thing. And it's on till quite late as well. I can't see what time it's on till, but it's on the whole time.
It hasn't got a start and finish time listed on the thing.
It's but even if there's so much to do up around Digbeth, you can go off around the place. There's that new birdie place.
4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, there you go. It's on till late.
And Saturday it's 1 p.m. to 11 and Sunday it's 12 till 8.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday's a really nice time to go down there as well. I like Sunday down there. It's nice. It's like a different Sunday dinner.
Okay. I've got some work to do this weekend, but if I get it done on Sunday, I might swan up there with the lad.
Yeah, definitely. Have
a carry me home then.
Oh God. it'd be really good. So you're around there, get yourself to Digbeth 15th and the 18th to the 18th. Marvellous. So the next one coming up then is Grease the Musical. Now me and Lauren love this, don't we, Lauren?
We do.
Tell us, why do we love it?
Peter Andre.
Dun, dun. Mysterious
I knew
girl.
He was going to break out.
Just getting close to you. Every woman our age.
I felt a bit of a gooseberry, I have to say, today.
Come on, everyone loves Peter Andre.
He's done this twice as well.
I know, yeah. He's still not a fan.
It's like, let's not do it. Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll talk about Peter again. It's not a problem.
That's all right. We can manage to do that. But he's a brilliant example of a man that's got so much better with age, hasn't he? As men, most men do, don't they? It's not fair. Most men, as they get older, they get more distinguished. The George Clooney look, don't they? They sort of grow into their looks.
It's like Gary Barlow as well. Take that.
He's another one. To be honest, Gary Barlow was always my favourite. I always liked him, but he's definitely got better over the years. Mm, yeah,
definitely.
Or your hair goes white and you look like Father Christmas if you let it grow too long.
That's all right, don't worry. Sure, that's me.
That's me. Yeah. White hair. Just grey.
Yeah, but white hair on men looks good. It doesn't on women.
I'm yet to be convinced.
It's better. A lot of women now are actually growing out the grey and things like that. I'm trying to do it at the moment.
I tell you what I do like is that hair dye that's like, it's like a platinum silver dye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's grey, but it's got like that kind of purpley kind of tone to it.
Yeah, well, it's like, that's really a shampoo.
I'd like that on myself, actually.
Well, why don't you do it?
My hair's not long enough.
Grow it a little bit then.
No, but then look like Father Christmas. Okay. I'll look like Father Christmas has dyed his hair with platinum dye.
Back to here anyway. So Peter Andre.
I'm going to go and buy a platinum dye and do it.
Okay.
I'll wear it next week. There we go.
Do it. Right. Okay. You do that. So Grease the Musical on at the Hippodrome, Friday the 16th to Saturday the 24th of August. Tickets still available. Obviously you've got Peter Andre and we've also got, I can't pronounce his name. How do we pronounce his name?
Ore Adobu.
Ore Adobu, who used to be Adoba. In Adoba. And he used to be at the One Show, didn't he? Years ago.
He did the One Show in Birmingham, when it was, I think it was Birmingham based to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah.
And he did that. And he's very good on it, I have to say. He's very good on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've got to know which performance you're going to, because it could be either or.
Yeah. Well, they don't normally release who's in each one, do they?
No.
So, it's just luck of the draw. But they'll both be fantastic. But obviously, a lot of the women are going to want to see Peter Andre.
So limited availability on the first few from Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. There's two matinee performances as well on Saturday.
Yeah.
But the thing that I noticed before, and I said it, was there's a sign language one, which is really cool. Wednesday the 21st, you can go to the sign language one.
Yeah, that's really great. Cool. Most places now do that, just to make it accessible to everybody. A lot of cinemas do it as well now and things like that, where they put it on, which is brilliant, because for so many years people couldn't take advantage or couldn't be part of so many different types of things, but now it's a great way that the world has changed to make everything accessible.
The matinee on Wednesday has got very limited availability. Are you suggesting that Peter might be on that one?
Possibly, but the thing is, matinees, midweek matinees are normally always busy.
Right.
Always, that's normally like a really busy one.
Is it the old folk?
It's not so much the old folk, but it's there the days that you'll normally get people that'll take a day off work midweek to break up the week and things like that.
I could do with doing that. Shall we go, Murray?
Yeah, shall we? What day? I could go Monday.
I'll go any day for Peter Andre.
I'll make a few phone calls. I know a few people at the Hipster. I'll make a few phone calls, see if we can find
We'll just camp outside. We'll get your pub and we'll just camp outside and we'll just wait for him.
Me and the listeners.
Get t-shirts.
It's flated in Southside. We'd have to get...
Carry on. Me and the listeners will talk amongst themselves.
Yeah. Come on, all the women out there. Every single woman out there is picturing Peter Andre with the greasy hair, the curtains.
You didn't like the hair, did you?
No, I would have preferred. He needed a good wash. His hair was way too greasy. I didn't know what that was all about. But I said, yeah, he's much better now. Thankfully.
Big fan.
Big fan of Peter Andre. I was. I've got my Andrew now. So Peter Andre's, he's missed the boat now. Now Andrew, I've got Andrew. Oh, I do love that guy, yeah. Sometimes he wants to strangle me when I say that.
Mate, that's life.
But...
22 years of narrowly avoiding a murder charge.
That's marriage,
that's
isn't
me.
It? That's marriage. Fabuloni. So, shall we have a little chat with Lauren?
Yes.
Lauren, tell us what you do. So, if you basically just start off with introduce the company again so everyone knows.
So, we are a wedding planning business, so we can assist with all your wedding plans, as much or as little as you like. So, we can do the wedding cake to the centrepieces, to the whole day, and even the honeymoon.
Oh, right. Okay. Lauren.
Yes.
Over the years, because weddings, so the one I'm doing tomorrow now is very laid back, bohemian style, but still with the sit down meal, things like that.
Yeah.
How have you, because you've been doing this now, you've been involved for about 7 years. Over those 7 years, you must have seen a lot of changes.
Yes. So the big one is the whole sort of theme of the day. Mm-hmm. So like you've just said, the one you're doing tomorrow, it's kind of stripped back, quite chilled. That now is, I think, the sort of vibe going forward. People don't necessarily want the formal sit-down meal. And going back to Digbeth Dining, people want that. They want the sort of quirky street food.
Yeah.
You know, traditions have changed slightly.
Yeah, they have. I think a lot of people as well are starting to, they've really started to have weddings that mean to them.
Yes.
Rather than what's for their family and their friends,
definitely.
And try and keep everybody else happy. Yeah.
That's my sort of biggest piece of advice. You know, if you're getting married, you're planning your wedding, do and have whatever you want, because it's your day.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the time people try and please family and friends. And then I think you look back and you think, why did we do that? Why did we have that?
Yeah.
But it's your day.
Yeah.
So my advice is always have what you want.
Yeah.
It was always, weddings were always, certainly in the 80s and 90s, weddings that I went to always struck me as really formulaic. It was like they went through the process and you had to have the same photos you know, it was always peach and that kind of stuff was the big colour at the time.
Yeah, and the meals were always the same. It was always turkey or it was beef.
Exactly, chicken, turkey, or you got a cricket tea.
Yeah, that was it. It was always the same type of thing, whereas now it's brilliant.
A lot of people do hog roast now and things like that.
I'd street food. I'd go to a wedding that had street food and that kind of stuff. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever get married, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to do something a bit different.
We'll do the show from your wedding, but with audio.
My mum might not like it too much.
So, Dan, what do you think about that? Would you like that sort of thing?
Dan, does that work for you?
Oh, Dan.
Dan, what do you think? He agrees.
You're a woman of the 21st century. Proposed to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
We haven't moved that far, have we?
No. Well, I don't think we need to. It works for some people.
But do I have to choose my own ring then? Like, how does it work? Do I give him a ring?
Does he wear
the engagement ring? Do I propose and he gets the ring?
That's a question.
Just threatening him.
So that is a question. So if the lady
proposes
to the man, does she have an engagement ring for him and go down
a Haribo ring?
A Haribo ring.
Well, I don't think there's a format for it, is it? Because it's not traditional, so.
It's a lot more common now.
And I think this has got to change. Mm. There is a path. So when you get married and you decide to take your husband's name, if you do, then you just fill out a form and it's done. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's just instant when you do your wedding certificate that your name changes and everything changes automatically. If you get divorced and you want to go back to your maiden name, you can't. You have to physically change your name by deed poll.
Yeah.
So you could change your name to Dusty Bin by deed poll, but you can't get your original name back. You have to physically change your name by deed poll to go back. And it's a long-winded process to do it. There's only that automatic route through marriage.
Yeah.
And that should change.
I can't remember that. So when I get married, it's a wish. I can't remember if we had to go to the registered office and change our names. You just sign your marriage certificate and that's it.
That's done. It's done. If you wanted to go back to your maiden name, then you have to go through the whole process of almost changing your name to something completely different. It's the same routine that you have to go through. And that's that seems a bit off, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think Mary Louise Watson sounds like?
It's all right.
What do you think, Andrew? What do you think of Mary Louise Watson? So, I'd like to ask you. I'm only joking.
Andrew.
Tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
Now he wishes the mic had stayed off.
No, Andrew knows that at some stage in the future, I'll possibly talk to him.
You can move on from this, I think.
I opened something there and I don't know how to close the door. Oh, God. And wedding rings have also changed a lot, haven't they?
They have.
As we were talking about the ones, the engagement rings, they used to be years ago where people would give absolutely incredible, incredible engagement rings. But now there's so much more people now, like because the house prices are so much more expensive. And also the cost of weddings. The people are doing cheaper weddings now. When I got married years ago, I can't remember how much it was, but it was a lot of money, which is really a waste.
Yeah, I think
such a waste.
A lot of people now, you know, they maybe go for a cheaper wedding and a bigger honeymoon, or, you know, they get the big house.
Yeah.
And they sort of cut costs a little bit.
Yeah. And so many more people nowadays as well have got children.
Yes.
Already before they get married. Mm-hmm. Or it's second relationships, third for some people. Yeah. And that's where really the Rootless Pub comes in as well. Normally those types of ones that are great for the Rootless Pub because it's totally different.
Yeah.
So if you've done the venue, then you've done the abroad, and then for third weddings, what else do you do differently? You get an inflatable pub. That's what you do.
Yeah.
We went to Gretna Green to do ours. We ran away. Yeah.
You've been married a long time now, haven't you?
Yeah, 22 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that like in Gretna Green?
It was really. When you get the brochure through in the catalogue, you kind of, actually, this is going to be okay. It's going to be quite romantic. It's just the two of us and a couple of friends and that's it.
Yeah.
And when we got there, whoever the photographer was bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
Because the brochure looked so romantic and wonderful. But on the opposite side of the road, there's like a Tennessee fast food chicken and a spa and a betting shop.
Oh,
and
no, is there?
Oh, yeah. There's people that come from the local village, I guess, who sit and watch weddings. There was a guy there sat on 11 tins of Tennant Super with a packet of cigarettes and one of the Tennant Supers in his hands, and he was there to watch weddings all day.
Oh, my God.
Drink and smoke.
Just watch the weddings?
Yeah, just sat and watch the weddings. People turn out and just watch the weddings.
Oh, wow. So. I suppose it's a bit like that in the Las Vegas, in the Elvis one, isn't it?
It is a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
It wasn't that romantic at all in the end. But we stayed at a place called the Cross Keys, just down towards Dumfries.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy there, we came back and we said we just got married, and he gave us a function room and gave us some lunches and stuff like that, and gave us a bottle of champagne.
Gave
us champagne free of charge.
It's those small little touches that always mean so much when someone, whoever is in the venue, just does this. Sometimes it's just like a little round of drinks. I think it's a nice thought.
Yeah.
I totally. If you're into weddings, I can totally get that you're into weddings. I don't have a problem with that. Mm. I think the only problem I've got is I just don't remember any part of my day.
Mm.
My mum has got a picture of me and Sharon having our picture taken.
Yeah.
After the ceremony, I don't remember having that picture taken.
I don't remember a lot of my. I think most bride and grooms don't because there's so much to do on the day. You get kind of overwhelmed with talking to everybody and almost get into an obsession of it. I've got to speak to everybody and thank them for coming and thank them for presents and thank them for this.
But I'm guessing if you had a wedding planner, that takes away a lot of stress from you. So maybe you're not as on the day and you remember more.
Yeah, definitely. So any sort of couples that I work with, sort of after the civil ceremony, I take them together to one side and I'll say, just have some time for yourself because you're not going to get much time together. And I think it's important that throughout the day and the evening they have some time, whether they meet at a certain time or and they have some time together, because you spend the whole day, like you say, talking to everybody and mingling, haven't actually had much time to go away and reflect and think, oh, actually, we're married. And there's so much going on. Sometimes it's nice to just step aside and take a few minutes just to yourself. Yeah. And that's something that I always, you know, say to my bride and groom, you know, have a few minutes before the photographer comes and, you know, she jumps on you for photos and things, just have a few minutes to yourself because you don't get many.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really, really good advice. Absolutely. But there's also a difference between, so there's two different strains. So there's the wedding planner and then there's an on the day wedding coordinator. But you do both of those, don't you?
Yes.
Whereas some people don't do both. That's you do the whole shebang.
Today, a lot of venues, you know, if you go to a venue and you book a package, most of the time there is a wedding planner included that's part of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big thing now. So people have the option that, you know, they can either stick with their wedding planner from the hotel or they can get me to come in and do it all, or I can do the sort of pre-planning. So I can arrange, you know, all the cake, all the centerpiece, the room deck, all the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two options. We can do either.
I suppose when you're doing all, because that's what I remember when I got married, that what takes up all the time is one, trying to find out who is getting recommendations, because you don't know who all these people
who
are.
Do you trust?
Who do you trust? It's quite nice dealing with someone like you, because you'll go, right, okay, here's a short list of people, and then they can kind of choose from that, can't they?
Yeah, well, they'll do it all through me. So I work with, you know, florists, cake makers, everything. You know, they'll come to me, my bride and groom, and they'll say, this is the sort of cake we want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find the design for them. I'll find the price. They do it all through me. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes when you get married, you end up with, you know, 10, 20 different suppliers.
Yeah.
And it can be stressful. You know, you've got to arrange them, get into the venue. You've got to pay them all separately. Whereas with me, it all comes to me. I arrange it all. You have one contact, which is me, and I deal with all that.
So much easier,
They just turn up on the day. They can trust that the cake's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, the balloons, the flowers, they're all going to be there.
Yeah.
And they can just focus on getting ready. It's stress-free. And that was kind of the reason for the business. That's the reason behind it, is to make it stress-free.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
You had one where, because talking about cakes, it was cupcakes one, wasn't it?
Yes, last Friday. Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened? Tell us about it.
I had a wedding and they'd done the cake themselves, and it was a cupcake cake. I don't know if you've seen them. So it's a big cupcake on top and then it's got little cupcakes coming down. The cake maker delivered it. It wasn't anybody that I know. And there was no cake stand. But you can't just get a cake stand like that for cupcakes, because they're all designed depending on how many cupcakes you have. So she just delivered this cake and the cupcake separately. And I was like, where's the cake stand? She'd all, I haven't got one. And I was like, oh my God, panic. You know, they need a cupcake stand. So I was ringing around all my suppliers. Thankfully, my trusted suppliers were always on hand. And I got them a cake stand half an hour before the civil ceremony. So I'm driving round and I got them a cake stand and we set up their cake, and the bride and groom had no idea.
And that's the key.
Yes. If they didn't know, if you
organise something properly and you do your job properly, anything that goes wrong the day, the bride and groom, the client, whoever it is that's hired you to come in and do a job, they shouldn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Now, if you choose to tell them about something afterwards, which sometimes that's good feedback.
Yes.
If you're not involved in it for next year or something like that, especially on the corporate level, it's good feedback afterwards to sit down and say, right, okay, this happened. Maybe next year, think about something else. But on the day, they should know nothing about it.
No, they didn't have a clue.
No.
You know, we dealt with it. You know, it was a stressful sort of half an hour. I was thinking, okay, we've got this cake. You know, cake's a big part of the day, cutting of the cake. You know, it's a big feature in the room.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? Now, I was even thinking, are we going to have to get some tins and sort of make something?
Yeah.
Because they're not easy. You have to order them to the size. But thankfully, my suppliers saved me.
Go, Lauren. Yeah, go, Lauren.
Thankfully, that was the only hiccup last week. But, you know, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how you overcome it. And thankfully, we did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Strong woman led company.
Strong woman.
Love it. Yay.
See, you can propose. You're a strong woman.
A strong woman. Dan, what do you think about that, Dan?
He's going to kill me when I get home. I think Andrew might have a couple of words with me as well. Not at this time of the morning, with half the audio not working.
Yeah, we'll have to take that one down and redub it and put a new one up.
Yeah, we're going to have to, The right, cool. Should we start signing off? Because I've got to go over and do a big... big setup for a wedding tomorrow now. Little bars and my car
is to dub some audio on the start.
Need to dub some audio. Yeah. My car is full of about 700 glasses.
Oops.
I know. So gotta set them up. Right, Mr. Ewan Rankin. If anyone wants any more information to get hold of you, how do they do that?
You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter, EWNRANKIN. You can follow me on Instagram at 12 Space Media. I'm a photographer and videographer in Birmingham, so you can give me a call if you want any pictures taken or any video done. And also, this podcast is listed on the British Tech Network, so britishtechnetwork.com, where we've got a couple of other podcasts, and we're also in iTunes.
Yes. Lauren, if anyone wants any more information about you, how can they get hold of you?
They can get me on Facebook, Instagram, they can email me, they can phone me. Just head over to the Facebook page, I believe. I'm tagged in this video, so send me a message and we can meet and call.
Definitely. Yeah. Have you got a website?
I have, yep. It's www.bespokeweddingcompany.co.uk.
Perfect. Fab. And if anyone wants any more information on the Rootless Pub or being a guest on Crack at the Rootless or has any comments about Crack at the Rootless, just get in touch with me on marie@therootlesspub.com. Also have a look at our website, www.therootlesspub.com.
We're on Thursday next week, aren't we?
We're on Thursday next week.
And we've got, if you're a beer fan, next week is a must listen.
Yeah, it's a really big one. So we've got Dave from Canberra. So we're really looking forward to that. And we've got some really good tastings and everything. So that's going to be a pretty cool one. He's also a really funny guy, isn't he?
He's great.
Yeah, I've been to a few of his breakfast networking meetings that he used to run. He used to be president at one of our B&I ones. And he, every time he just cracks me up, he's just a really funny guy. So yeah, should be a really good one next week. Fab. Brilliant. Like, as always, we're on iTunes. Please just go on and subscribe and you'll get some notifications when we drop it into the box. Fab. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on, Lauren.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Right. Good. Thank you for listening. Apologies for the start, but hey-ho.
We'll sort it.
That happens. Never mind. Okie dokie. We'll see you next week on Thursday next week. Take care. Bye now.